Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo. Any station, can I have a radio check, please?
Mr. Chad, the flyaway.
See you tonight, sir.
The rain's starting to feel, sounds like out there, so it sounds like it's going to be a busy night for what the weather says.
I've been kind of watching it a little bit. It's gonna get pretty messy, I think, especially down our way. I didn't look up your way or anything, but I know it's gonna be a mess for the next couple of days.
Have to move out pretty quick. They said here. They said that by about 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, it should be pretty well moved out of the area up here.
Well, I got my. I have been having a little radio problem here in the shack, and managed to figure out what was going on with it today, got it straightened out. So I just go check things out and see, you know, see what's going on, make sure everything's working right before I call the net.
You're full quiet. Sound real good. Hope to get a bunch in for the net. Some of the net's been down a little bit, so... Hopefully, Chad, it'll be a good one tonight.
I do, too. I appreciate it, Sid. You have a nice evening, sir, and thank you for everything you do for us up on the Hendersonville machine. Appreciate it, Sid. You have a nice night, sir. It's KO4NUE 73s.
Okay, Chad, I'll talk to you on the net just a few minutes before I wait.
QCQCQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. We'll go ahead and begin the roll call portion of the net. Roll call portion beginning with the pre-check-in tonight. Sorry about that. Kind of got distracted there for a second. Beginning with KA3JCA, Richard in Simpsonville, KA4JCA, Sally in Simpsonville, and KA4ACL, Ashley in Simpsonville, and K3DOV, Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville. KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina, W2AMD, Andy in Simpsonville, K4XMR, Male in Prosperity, W4FCM, Fred in Traveler's Rest, N4IEI, Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest, KG4PFI, Mr. Don in Piedmont, and KG4QLQ, Miss Linda in Piedmont, KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, and KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, N4ASW, Tony in Asheville, KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley, KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville, and KG4WNP, Mr. Landon in Dacusville, KC4W, Bill in Anderson, and N4DJC, Mr. Jerry in Anderson, and K4AFT, Mr. Michael in Central. Appreciate you guys using the pre-check function tonight. And with that, we'll go ahead and start with Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Welcome, KN4RJN. That's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. John, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And I have you down for some comments. I'll be back here. The RF portion of the check-ins tonight, I'd like to check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. That's Miss Anna. She's here with me in the ham check. So tonight being Tuesday night, we'll begin with India through Lima, any station. India through Lima that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
This mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. We're all be negative and negative. Say safety 3 for each one of you.
KUE. Hope you and Miss Anna both are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher. Good evening. Good evening to all on the net. And see it. Thanks for calling the net for us tonight. W4ROE, no traffic, no comment.
QE. Hey, please check in. Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor. Mark, I'm in Belton. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Chad, thank you for calling the net for us. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I'll be around for a comment. I wish everybody a good night.
LZI and Table Rock, no traffic, no round table, but when you come back to me to recognize me, Chad, take and give me a signal report on this, because I got earlier, well, you was over there too on 195 earlier, telling me I was sounding bad too, so tell me how I'm sounding here when you come recognize me. KI4LZI.
Go ahead and recognize what we have so far, and that's N4JBM. That's Mr. Jerry and Campobello tonight. Appreciate you dropping by, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. Also, we'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid and Fletcher. Sid, I hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And AF4LV, that's Mr. Mark in Belton, South Carolina tonight. Mark, appreciate you joining us tonight. Also, Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ in Greer. Larry, have you down for some comments, sir? And he brings along his wife, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. And Miss Donna, I hope you're doing well and listening tonight. Also, Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, who is full quieting into the repeater tonight. And he have a really nice signal. So with that, we'll go ahead and ask if there's any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Ed, please. Kilo, Kilo 4. Oscar, November Oscar. Lorena, husband. Kilo, Kilo 4. Mike, please dig. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4. Mike Oscar, Quebec. Michelle, for all of Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
Good check in, Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile in Piedmont tonight into the workplace. Send to you, Chad, Miss Anna, and all the net. Be negative and negative.
4NUE. Please check in, Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. WG4.
4 at Western Greenville County. B negative and negative, 7-3, you're on the net. And tell Miss Anna I said hello.
Check in, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2, MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also check in, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, that's KN4HTP, by phone relay. I'll be negative and negative, but listening.
Go ahead and recognize KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and she brings along her husband, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Mr. Rick, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle and Piedmont. And hope you guys are doing well, especially you, Miss Lorena. It's nice hearing you tonight, ma'am. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4NNH. That's Mr. Fred in Piedmont. And WG4MC. That's Mr. Matt in Western Greenville County. Matt, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And W2MJB. That's Mr. Mark in Simpsonville, and he brings along his wife via telephone relay, KN4HTP. And Mr. Mark, I need to talk with you on telephone in the next couple of days at your convenience. I just need to talk with you about something. All right, with that, we'll move on and ask, are there any additional stations for Mike through Papa? Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Dr. Welcome, KO4PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. Lloyd, hope you're doing well. Please tell Miss Tracy we said hello, sir. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
And Miss Anna, please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Chad. And I'll be negative and negative.
4NUE. NKO4QLG. Chris and Liberty. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
4NUE, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. KD4SRR, Robert down in Joanna. I'll be negative and negative, but enjoying the net with my humble meal of pimento cheese and a glass of moo. 73s, everyone.
We'd like to welcome N0TR. That's Mr. Tom in Greer. Tom, please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And Mr. Chris, KO4QLG in Liberty. And I know you two are just grinning from ear to ear. That absolutely makes me think across frequency. That's good. Also, we'd like to welcome KD4SRR. That's Mr. Robert down in Joanna. And, Robert, I'm just curious, real quickly, how did the firefighting go with the lumber plant?
Apparently, they still got a truck down there watching stuff. That is the nature of a West Fraser plywood making. But I guess we'll read about it in the Lawrence Advertiser and the... What is the name of the Clinton paper? I ought to know. Well, I never buy it. But anyway, we'll find out tomorrow. They're a little less open about it than Norbord was before, but, you know, they're Canadians, eh?
All right, Robert, appreciate the update. All right, any additional stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group. Uniform through, I tell you what, before we do this, folks, I am having a difficult time with EchoLink tonight. I cannot seem to keep it up and operational. Is there any station that, well, I tell you what, we'll just, any station, any EchoLink station, please call KO4NUE.
Thank you. KO4NUE, good evening, Chad. If you will, please check in. KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa, Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Chad, to yourself, all on the net. No traffic, no queue, negative and negative, and do be sure and tell us, and I say hello.
I'd like to welcome via Echo Link tonight, KA4PQA. That's Mr. Stephen down in Greenwood, and Stephen, Miss Anna says hello back to you. And I'm sorry for the wait, but I do not have Echo Link capabilities tonight. So I usually set an alarm so that when your call sign comes across, it lets me know. So sorry about that, but we got you in the log. 73, Stephen, you have a nice night, sir. All right, we'll move on down the log, which is any station uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE.
Hey, please check in Kilo Mike 4, Uniform Delta Lima. That's KM4UDL. I'd also like to check in via telephone relay. My dad, KG4WI. That's Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey, Uniform India. I'm operating out of Welford, South Carolina tonight. And I'll be negative and negative. My dad resides in the beautiful city of Wilmington, North Carolina tonight. 73 is all in the net, and appreciate you calling. Thank you.
W4WOZ. My name's Rod, and we're in the land of Waz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
KO4NUE, KN4RJN, check your text messages on your phone.
And also, we'd like to welcome his father in Wilmington tonight, KG4WUI, who I believe is Mr. Richard. Also, we'd like to welcome W4WOZ. That's Mr. Rod down in the land of Waz. And, Rod, I just have a message for you tonight. I want to let you know that the country hams should be done here in about 22 days. So, need to schedule a time. I can swing by and drop off some homemade cured ham slices for you. I'll be giving you a holler here in the next couple weeks. Just want to let you know I'm coming, though. All right, with that, any additional stations, uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Recheck, Chad.
Go ahead, Mr. Stephen. Go ahead.
Chad, I just wanted to let you know that no problems on the Echo Link issues. It does happen sometimes. The main thing is you got me in, but on the issue with Echo Link, on the brief pause on getting me in, Chad, not a problem. I completely understand. KA4PQA.
I appreciate it. Hope you have a nice day tomorrow. It's supposed to be pretty rainy. So, you know, get ready to hunker down. But anyway, appreciate your patience, Stephen. All right, with that, we'll move on down the log, which is Alpha through Delta, any station, Alpha through Delta, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Hi, Chad. This is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf, Glenn in Gray Court. Just check the in and out. 73s, say hi to everyone on the net.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Hey. Whiskey 4 Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4NUE. And Chad, please check in. Kilo Mike for Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo Mike
Echo 4 NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo November 4, Hotel Yankee. KM4 CH5, Pisa, Seneca, negative, negative.
I'd like to welcome KD2BNG. That's Mr. Glenn and Greg Court. Glenn, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave and Greer. Dave, hope you had a good day today, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome W4CTW, that's Mr. Tyler and Taylor's. And KM4BLH, that's my good friend Mr. Kurt down in Greenville. Kurt, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And KN4CHY, Mr. Keith and Seneca. Keith, hope you're doing well too, sir. All right, with that, are there any additional stations, Alpha through Delta? Please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Banana and the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Anna and all on the net.
The West.
Chad?
Gary, you got a really high pitch signal buried within your transmission tonight. You're copyable, but it's very distracting. Just want to let you know. And I did not get whether you or Miss Joy had traffic or comments, sir.
Traffic tonight, Chad. Joy will be in and out.
Okay, Mr. Gary, hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Any station, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry and Chandler, and I'll be negative or negative tonight, Chad. Thanks.
We'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry in Chandler, North Carolina. Harry, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. So with that, we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Please check in Kilo Bravo 3. Kilo Victor Tango, KB3KBT, Doc, and my wife Linda, Kilo Bravo 3, Kilo Victor Uniform. We make our home in Tater Hill in North Pickens County, and we'll be negative and negative tonight.
Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
Welcome, W4FHJ. That's Mr. Gene and Taylor's. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan up in Asheville. Duncan, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, are there any additional stations, Alpha through Delta? Please call KO4NUE. Are there any additional stations via Echo Link that would like to check in? Please call KO4NUE. And with that, we'll go ahead and close the formal portion of the net tonight. Just would like to let everybody know that we thank you for checking in with us and dropping by. We have this net every night at 9 p.m. with a different net controller. All stations that do not want to hang around for RACG, you may secure at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. All right, first on the stump is KN4RJN. That's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. John, what's going on in the heavens tonight?
This is KN4RJN. Well, let's see. Solar activity is minimal. There is basically nothing going on there. We got about a 1% chance of anything happening at all as far as radio blackout or solar radiation or any of that kind of stuff, so you don't have to worry about that. up in the sky right now. Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn are all up. Orion has broken the horizon, and he is up. I've got partly cloudy skies up here, so the only thing I can see is the moon, and I think it's Jupiter poking through the clouds every once in a while. No, it must be Saturn. Saturn's getting ready to set right now. The moon is in its third quarter, heading towards a full moon. And right now is the best time if you got reasonably clear skies, if you got a good set of binoculars or a telescope. When it's lit just halfway, it's lit at a low angle, and that shows the shadows of the craters and whatnot, and it's more interesting to look at that than it is a full moon. On Wednesday, November 30th, and naturally we're going to get rain up here on that day, but hopefully it'll clear out by the evening. Mars will be as close to Earth as it gets overnight, and if you've got a scope or a good set of binoculars, you might be able to see some stuff there. No asteroid things happening anytime soon. Tell Miss Anna I'm sorry, but... And the space shuttle went by the other evening, and I don't think it's going to get too much closer to us for a while yet. Or not the shuttle, excuse me, the ISS. So, go out and look at the moon. Enjoy that if you've got clear skies. And I don't have clear skies, but the moon's still shining through, so it's still fun to look at. And other than that, we've got, that's about it. How you doing on your scope mount, or have you had a chance to mess with that?
4NUE with KN4RJN. No, I have not had any time to mess with it. My son has, my middle son has just here recently, well, last couple weeks or month or so, has kind of finished his welding degree, and he's completing his certifications. So, with that comes a job, and he's made the decision that he doesn't want to work with a place, you know, somewhere doing fab work and things like that. He wants to try to make it on his own. So we've got some contacts over the years, and we've contacted one of the local companies that, you know, we're going to subcontract with them, and so he can work here in the shop. So, with that, I wouldn't say I'm handing the shop over to him just yet. I'm just saying that I admire him for trying to think outside of the box a little bit and think on a little bit bigger scale. He's a little bit young to be, you know, jumping on things like that, but me and Papa's going to watch over him. But last couple weeks been down here with the shop trying to keep him, trying to get things orderly. And hopefully on Thursday we're going to have the subcontractors come by, and they want to take a look at the shop, and then we'll go by and take a look at their place of business too and see, you know. And then we'll go from there. So, exciting day, you know, exciting couple weeks for me because, you know, I've got one of my sons that sees the Sanford and Son empire, and he wants a piece of it. So, that's all good.
This is KN4RJN. Well, that's fantastic. If I have any more need of welding services, I'll be sure and send it his way. tell him he's got a potential customer out of North Carolina, and I don't see anything in the horizon, but one just never knows.
Well, we're extremely proud of him, and we'll kind of see what happens next. But he's hungry for it, so we'll see what happens, John. And like I said, him and I talked with the company that he's going to try to, you know, subcontract with, and we asked them when they
come if, you know, they'd come at lunchtime. We'd, you know, smoke some chicken and ribs and have some lunch. And the guy says, oh, boy, y'all getting off to a good start. I think we might like this arrangement. So he's got it figured out.
This is Ken4RGN. So this is the beginning of Hightower Welding. Is that what you're telling me?
No, don't know yet. That's part of his deal. He's gotta start from the ground up. We gotta find a name for it and what he wants to call it, and then tax ID number and all, you know, everything that comes with that side of it. So you know, he's doing good so far. So we'll see what's going on, but I don't know what the name is yet. I'll let you know when we find out.
This is Ken for RJ. Well, I think Hightower Welding is is a good Hightower Welding company. We can do it from the ground up.
Yeah, well, I know any of the people that do fab work out there listening tonight, I know you've heard this a million times, but he's got a little saying he's got hung up in the shop that he can weld anything but the crack of dawn and a broken heart. So we'll see.
It is K4RJN. Well, that's, you know, that's cool. I've got a saying hanging up in my ham shack here in my office, but it's a little different. It says you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning. But that probably wouldn't be a good slogan for a welder.
I don't think so. But like I said, we are proud of him, and we'll see what it goes. See what goes on with it, John. I'll keep you apprised of, you know, how it works out for him. We're anxious to see a little bit of stress on him. Not that that's, you know, not in a bad way, but, you know, a little bit of stress is healthy. And, you know, get him on the edge where he's working with a little bit of stress and a little bit of risk. That keeps you kind of sharp and makes you attempt to make the right decisions. So we'll see. But we're tickled to death with him. But how's the family up your way? Everything okay?
This is KN4RG, and yeah, everybody's doing good. John Paul managed to get up here for a late Thanksgiving. He took the train up because he wasn't sure that Jeep would make it all that way. He said it's okay for running around town, but he didn't want to take a long trip, so he rode the train. But a friend of ours from down in Inman at the Legion, her family was up in Vermont, and she went up there to spend Thanksgiving with them, and then stopped by here on her way back down, spent the night, and we spent some time with her. So we had a good Thanksgiving, good weekend, and everybody's still happy and healthy, more or less, for people our age, and the dog is okay, and the cats are running around downstairs and doing their thing, so everybody's good here. You tell Miss Anna I said hi, and keep looking up at the sky, and I'll say 73s and back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
John, have a good week, and we'll talk at you later on. All right, are there any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu or Echolink, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE.
Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose. And Chad, I will be in and out tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
KO4NUE. Hear you tonight. Late to the game here, but KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, Daniel and Taylors.
Welcome, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. Patrick, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. Hope you had a good day. Also, we'd like to welcome KI4DTY. That's Mr. Daniel and Taylors. Daniel, good to hear from you, sir, and I hope you all and yours are well, and
Hope you're doing well. How about that? We'll leave it there. All right. Next on the, I believe, is K4JBQ, Mr. Larry and Greer. Go ahead and take it, Larry.
4NUE. This is KK4JBQ. Well, let me ask you, is Lewis the son that is recently welding certified?
Lewis doesn't do well with dirt and grease. Yeah, but Perry fits right in.
Well, just to tell you where my mind was going, if Lewis were the one that's starting a new business and looking toward the future and success, that grandbaby might be coming sooner. You know, I'm just saying. But since that's not the case, you have to work another angle, right?
Probably. You know, Perry, like I said, Perry, he's been going to school for right at, well, some time now. And had some difficulties with getting, he's tried to do certifications. Well, here's the deal. Dad and I have worked with Perry since he was very young with welding machine. So he went into tech doing very well, you know, was my opinion. And that quickly showed. But he moved to certifications, tried to move certifications early, and that has not gone well for him. And it's not the welds that get him. It's paying attention to the detail in the certification. You know, a weld is just a portion of the certification. You know, the coupon has to be so big, has to be so long, so wide, so high. They want it ground a certain way. They want the root pass put in a certain way, blah, 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 things like that. So as far as the destructive testing, he's always passed, but paying attention to the detail in the document is what gets him. So he just wants to weld. And he doesn't understand when he has to write, you know, why I got to read all that stuff, just, you know. But it's been difficult trying to get him to slow down and, you know, pay attention to everything that's required, every little bitty thing. And it's not just the weld that they're looking at. He's starting to get it.
Of course, yeah, he has to be hungry for that, too, because that's, I should think, of equally difficult. But it's the business side of things, too. You know, the world is a complicated place, for crying out loud. And running a business is a challenge, even with talent. I wish him the best. I really do. So on to another matter. I ran into something today that I didn't know existed. I had no idea when Donna told me about it that anything like that was possible. See if you have ever heard of powdered peanut butter.
And I really don't know what to think about it. I just have to give me a minute. I've heard of powdered milk, powdered buttermilk. My mom actually uses powdered buttermilk a lot. But I don't know what to think about powdered peanut butter.
You know, just offhand, it sounds like something who's got a use for it, you know, that kind of thing. Because peanut butter out of a jar, and of course I know it comes with peanuts, whole peanuts and chopped peanuts, and you know there's different ways of getting it and different flavors actually of peanut butter that we understand and know of. But this powdered peanut butter, she has a jar, and she got it specifically to mix with yogurt. It gives yogurt a peanut butter flavor, and a strong flavor, and it's like 90% less fat because they take all of the, you know, the fat out of it when they powder it. But the flavor is honest, and it's really good, really, really good. She uses it as a spread on fruit for a snack. And so that's something I never heard of, and it actually has a place in the world, and it works fine with the yogurt. Plain vanilla is what she mixes. What do you think about that?
Wyatt, I typically am not too awful afraid of most foods. Slimy things, kind of have to work really hard at. But powdered things, don't bother me. So I'll have to try that. But Larry, I got a radio thing I want to discuss with you. When you get a minute, just want to put that on the post-it note for tonight.
Come on with it.
And I've got a Kenwood TMV 71 here in the ham shack as, backup. And I'm not going to discuss how I found it. It's just a long story. But I discovered that the radio runs, transmits, everything works the way it's supposed to with just the positive lead connected. So, in other words, if I disconnect the negative lead going into the back of the radio still operates. So I'm, initially thought, okay, well, I'm, it's grounded through the coax. So if you unscrew the coax out of the back of the radio, it continues to operate. So I discovered this the other night late, and could not wrap my hands around, kind of what was going on. I talked with a couple of friends about it, get their opinion about it. And finally got time to get into what was going on with the radio. So finally figured that out. So the little mounting tray that, you screw the mount to that holds the radio, I used a sheetrock screw to go through the wood, and it's about a quarter of an inch too long, and it sits right under my antenna switch that all of the antenna yard switch from the beam, the Omni, 440, blah, 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 and it was making just enough contact with the switch housing to operate. Now, I never found it, but finally figured it out, and 3-day venture there, finally figured out. So anybody got a TMV 71 that runs on one wire, watch where your screws go.
That is a fascinating thing. And I guess I can't be surprised. My mind was going, my mind was racing, trying to come up with a why. I wouldn't have gone to that. So I'm sure that was a difficult thing to find. Unless you started taking things apart and found it that way. It is one sure way to troubleshoot, and that is to just take it all apart. If you have the time, and once that, if I suppose if you left it on and you took that one screw out and it quit working as it had been doing, then you found your gremlin. That is fascinating. It is. I'm rather shy about using hardware that is anything but ideal, I guess because of my work with watches. You can have a screw in a watch that's 2/1000ths of an inch too long, and the watch won't run, So a everything has to be absolutely perfect on the nose. So I guess that's where I got taught early. You have a box full of screws, and it seems to work. The thread and the pitch is right, but the length is just wrong, you know. And you just don't. I've been over that ground with watches. Glad you found it. Glad you happened to. That's detective work, I suppose, Rhea.
This is KO4NUE with KK4JBQ. Well, the way I found it was actually stuck my hand up there to unscrew the coax again to do some troubleshooting today. And my elbow bumped the antenna switch. And it's a console antenna switch. It's a rather, you know, expensive one. And so it just kind of, it's got little rubber feet on the bottom. It just perches. It's not screwed down. So when I stuck my hand behind the monitor to unscrew the coax, my elbow hit the switch and moved it. And when it did, the radio flickered. And I thought, okay, all right. So when I pulled the coax off and just laid the switch over on its side, and sure enough, there's a, you know, sheetrock screw with that pointed tip. So I guess it's grounding through, you know, the shield on the coax. Which, you know, I guess the good thing about that is lets me know, hey, my coax is grounded properly. But I just, you know, I've been transmit, you know, you can transmit on it. I didn't see any burn marks or anything. But I guess that probably could be a little bit dangerous, too. That, you know, poor contact and it starts to heat up on a wooden shelf. So you're right, I learned my lesson. Because that can be a little troublesome.
Yeah. I don't know if you are as fascinated. I am fascinated with radios to the point that I don't have any formal schooling, no true understanding of radio theory, and that's something that has gone missing in changing over the years, the last 30 years anyway, of the questions in our question pools. You don't have to draw circuits. You know, giving you a blank sheet of paper and you draw a circuit. And so we're operators in a real sense. I mean, I couldn't build one from the ground up with parts. Had all the parts out in front of me, I would be at a loss. And it's good to know those. Not that I have any knack for it, but it's good to know those things. And it's coming, you know, slowly. But one fella who really can explain an electronic circuit, I've watched most of his YouTube videos, is a fellow, his channel on YouTube is Mr. Carlson's Lab. And he's a Canadian and works a lot with radios, but he also works with amplifiers, both stereo, high fidelity, you know, amplifiers, and musical instrument amplifiers. He builds his own test equipment, and he explains it all. Explains it with circuit diagrams and also with, you know, just plain common sense. This part does that, and it's needed in this circuit because. Anyway, that's a fascinating thing to me. I'm fascinated by things I know little about. I was going to say something else. It slipped my mind, but that's okay because I've taken up enough time here. I'm bad to run off at, you know, with an idea. But wanted to say I'm glad everybody who checked in is being faithful to do such as that. We need to keep track of our family, you know. That's kind of how I feel about it. We've lost a few over the 10 years that I've been a ham, and it's distressing because you get to know these folks in a special way, I think. It's not just a buddy or a friend or somebody you see on occasion. I've had some of my best friends in life in amateur radio, and I hate to lose one. So everybody keep up. Check in every night. Let us know how you're doing, what's on your mind even. And so Chad and I have had our chance to spill out our mind for a moment. Thank you, Chad, for calling the net for us tonight. I made a phone call to you this afternoon, and I guess you had plans to respond to that, but just wanted to let you know that I called. You take care, and everybody have a good night. This is KK4 JBQ.
If you're gonna be up a few minutes, I think you're last on the list. I'll go in there and check my phone. At this half of the day, I'll tell you on the phone. I'll tell you on the phone about it. You gonna be awake?
I'll be.
Caller right after the net closure. All right, Larry, tell Miss Donna we said hello. And with that, I'll ask if there are any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KO4NUE.
4NUE.
KO4, Golf Sierra Charlie, K4GSC, Patrick Marriott, BKC.
85, no traffic, no table. I tried to check in earlier. I'm not sure if I made it because I didn't hear you call me, but maybe I missed it. Have a good evening. You and Miss Anna in the net, N4ZLK.
We'd like to welcome KF4NXY. That's Mr. David in Possum Kingdom. He brings along his wife, Miss Marie, AF4SX. And David, you tell Miss Marie we said hello tonight. Also, KF4GSC, that's Mr. Patrick in Marietta tonight, and N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, on the interstate, I-85. Shane, I did not hear you check in, sir, but I got you down in the weeds just a little bit, but I got you that time, so you have a safe night, sir. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. KO4KHU. I did not get your name and location. You got really a significant AC hum on your signal. It's kind of walking over your transmission. Can you give me your name and call? Give me your name and location again, sir. We'd like to welcome KO4KHU. That's Mr. George in Simpsonville. Hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And I mean no offense letting you know the AC hums there. Just gonna let you know that it is there.
All right. With that, we'll go ahead and ask, are there any additional comments or rag to you?
Please call KO4 NUE.